I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Admittedly, I'm no longer a big fan of the NBA. My fandom waned a little over two decades ago when so many of the great players I grew up watching in the late 80s and early 90s began retiring. Yet I managed to find myself tuned into KCRG last night for Game 1 of the Finals as Toronto upset Golden State to take an early series lead. I wanted to watch Nick Nurse in action. The Carroll native and former UNI standout joined me on the air here shortly after he was hired to take over the Raptors last June. Despite having no relationship with the two hosts of the show or the station he was on, Nurse was engaging and enthusiastic during his time on the air, recounting his long rise to the NBA sidelines. If the Raptors upset the Warriors in the seven-game series, Hollywood may come calling for the movie rights. After leaving UNI, Nurse got his first opportunity in the coaching ranks as a player coach in England. After spending time at Grandview and South Dakota, he returned there in 1995. That would prove fortuitous as Masai Ujiri, Toronto's general manager, was playing professionally there at the time. He told USA Today Nurse was the talk of the league given his age and success as a coach. When the Raptors decided to move on from Dwayne Casey after last season, they turned to Nurse, who had been an assistant in Toronto for 5 years. Nurse's resume also included two memorable stops as an assistant with the Oklahoma Storm of the United States Basketball League in 2001 and 2005. In addition to his coaching duties, he also drove one of the team's vans on road trips while making $300 a week. He denies doing the team's laundry, as was reported by the Enid News last summer. That, he told me, was the head coach's responsibility. Nurse's rise to the Raptors almost included a stop in Ames, where he had agreed to serve as Greg McDermott's number one right-hand man in 2010. But when McDermott bolted for Creighton, Nurse found himself back in the NBA's D-League at his old gig as head coach of the Iowa Energy. I didn't have last night's game on long before the broadcast crew pointed out how some of Nurse's play calling had set the Raptors up for success in the fourth quarter. Nurse's rise to the role of David attempting to slay Goliath is a great inspiration to young Iowans everywhere. You can grow up in a small town here, you can go to school here, and your dreams can come true if you put in the work. And maybe a few hundred hours behind the wheel of a rented van in Enid, Oklahoma. Enjoy your weekend.